WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. And Happy New Year. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or not released yet. Second and third hour, it'll be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in. But most of it, you probably haven't heard, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Tennis, Surf Rock Is Dead, and Heavy Heart. Today's reissue song is from Dire Straits off their Making Movies album. Also, in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Mosquito Coast. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from a band called Holy Now. So, Holy Now is a mixed-gendered art-pop foursome based in Gothenburg, Sweden. This really new band launched their debut EP, Sorry I Messed Up, in May of 2016 to some wonderful press, at least in Sweden and the UK. They are not wasting any time pushing out more new material, rather. The song I have for you this morning, Wish List, came out November 30th, and it's the first taste of their planned sophomore release, which is out early 2017. New music from Holy Now here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Can't you see that I need
New music from Nam Wayne here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Nam Wayne is a self-described, quote, American tape rocker and reverb junkie, lyric-driven, loud, and lots of tape compression, unquote. Nam Wayne is a Philadelphia-based musician of Scottish and Vietnamese descent. His debut album is set for release in February, and the song I just aired there was Falling on the Waves is the disc's pre-release single. Changing musical direction was something new from Zola Blood. They're an unsigned rock-slash-pop-focused foursome out of London. Back in 2014, they had a wonderful experience at the Glastonbury Festival and immediately thereafter released their debut EP, Meridian. They've had 2 years to put together their debut full-length album, Infinite Games, which is set for release in February. In anticipation of that disc, they released this single, Islands, on December 30th of 2016. New music from Zola Blood here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Babe here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a rainy, cold Tuesday morning in the Boston area. Hope it's nice where you are. Babe, they are a four-piece electronic pop group based between Glasgow, London, Brussels, and Bordeaux. Babe hit the music scene back in 2014 when they released their debut album, Valeri Flighty, on Moshi Moshi Records, as a matter of fact. Since that time, there has been some personnel changes and also with a new drummer. They've also decided to release this themselves. That song was called Bit Part, and it's the pre-release single for their yet-to-be-named or released second album. I was going to try to play something here, but something went wrong. I'm going to keep it going here then with a new indie disco tropical kraut five-piece from Gothenburg, Sweden. They are 2-year vacation. In their band description page, they state, quote, although based in Sweden, one of the greatest countries in the world, according to its inhabitants, 2-year vacation produce tracks that perfectly fits your sun-drenched beach holidays with a drink in your hand and no troubles in sight. This is what you want to hear. Tunes that make your monotone weekdays shine as well as maximizing your vacation, unquote. I just got such a kick out of that, I thought I'd share with you. The boys have just released their second EP. The second EP is called Science Fiction. This is Better Off Alone. New music from 2-year vacation here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I told you clearly I don't want you more. You couldn't take it, so you slammed the door. You say I'm dreaming, I can't even sleep. We're making promises we cannot keep. It was so clear what you had in mind. I did the math and I figured out. 'Cause I know you think we have a chance.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Mosquito Coast, right after the latest here from Tennis. 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is some nice modern R&B sound from a band called Tennis. They are fronted by husband and wife team Elena Moore and Patrick Riley, supported by Patrick Carney in the past from the Black Keys, who produced the couple's first album back in 2012. Since that time, Tennis has been releasing singles, EPs, and a couple of albums. They're quite prolific. In the last couple months, they released two singles, with the latest being In the Morning, I'll Be Better, which is still not available yet on iTunes, but I'm hoping a new album will be coming out in 2017.
My grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
There are students who need somebody.
Communities and Schools is helping more than 1.3 million kids get whatever they need to succeed in school. You can help change the picture of education at communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
All right, it is time for today's first feature. It's called The Lineage. It's part of the show when I like to introduce a new tune from an artist for you and follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Mosquito Coast. Mosquito Coast is a duo made up of Naomi Robinson and Connor Barton. They are from Perth, Australia. I found them, well, back in 2005, because these two kids were, and you know, they are young, they are kids, were, they won a contest called Triple J Unearth, which gives unsigned bands their opportunity to get their music heard. That event helped launch their career, and it also put them on my artist to watch list. They've just released a new single, Television Love, and I'm hoping for an EP or a full-length album in 2017. So this is Mosquito Coast. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I'm not afraid to die.
91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tusk University. TK here, music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's Lineage, that was Mosquito Coast with Call My Name, which was released as a standalone single in 2015, which is the song that actually had them win the Triple J Unearth contest. Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I'll be posting a little bit later today. You can smooth on over to my website at tksmusic.com. I've posted my top 10 albums plus a couple honorable mentions of 2016. That's listed there as well. There's also some free downloads available and some videos all housed on there at tksmusic.com. Keeping the music going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Dire Straits. The album that has been re-released is their third album, Making Movies. It was also the first album of theirs I purchased when I was in college back in 1980. The band is fronted by Mark Knopfler and ably supported by several musicians over the years, including his brother David and bassist John Ilsley. This album, Making Movies, put Dire Straits on the music map with songs like Romeo and Juliet, Tunnel of Love, and of course, this one, Skate Away. So this is Dire Straits with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Rock and roll dream. She's making movies on location. in the slide. Yeah, life's a rollerball. Slipping in the slide. Skate away, that's all. We'll be right back.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set with the latest installment from Heavy Heart. For those who haven't heard me speak of Heavy Heart before, they are an unsigned mixed-gendered quintet based in London. This band slides easily through genres moving from shoegaze to some nice alt-rock. They've been releasing one single per month, all of them stylistically different from one another, which I just love. It just shows how talented these kids are. The track there I just aired, Keepsake, is their December installment. Next on the playlist is a new song from a band called Ravellas. They're a four-piece in-your-face rock and roll band hailing from Wigan, the home of Northern Soul. That's their quote. I have no idea where Wigan is or what Northern Soul is to them. Anyway, the lads themselves describe their music as, quote, dirty, ugly, indie rock and roll. I love that quote. The latest single is called Puppets. It really caught my attention. See what you think. New music from Ravellas here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
She's so jealous of her fit best mate. She wore that low cut top to overcompensate. Her eyes are gone, but then it's not that late. The vodka for the pre-drinks. What a big mistake. No grabbing. Lasses, I'm going on without your ills, and after all I've said,
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that set with some new stuff from Surf Rock Is Dead. And I just love that name for a couple reasons. First, it's clever and you won't have to worry about the name being copyrighted. Rather, second, it's ironic. As you can tell from that track in between, Surf Rock Is Dead plays some awesome surf rock. So anyway, Surf Rock Is Dead are actually Kevin Parizo and Joel Wittenberg. They're from Chicago and Melbourne, but now live in New York. They're still unsigned, which I can't believe, with the release of this track, and I'm hoping to hear more from these guys from 2017. Let me slip in one more from Puzzle. I don't have a great deal of information on this band, but I believe it's really just one guy making it all happen. I also know that Puzzle released their third album in 1 year, which is amazing. The latest effort, the latest album, is called Laying in the Sand. It came out December 31st. However, I'm going to make it a 2017 release. The track I have for you to share is called Years. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
Test of the broadcast stations of your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.